boring is not the most exciting place in the world. It's small-town America, a farming community with an easy commute to the nearby city of Portland. It's named after its founder, a Mr. William H. Boring, whose great-grandson, Bob Boring, still lives in the area.
Well, my great-grandfather donated land for the first school. He homesteaded here in 1874.
When the railway came past Boring School, the area was called Boring Junction. And as the community developed, it just became known as Boring.
Boring by name? Boring by nature too?
No, not really. Dad used to say it was a name, not a condition. And it pretty much is. There's always something going on around here.
I saw a man with a little tractor keeping Boring's grass verges neatly trimmed. But I was sure there was more to this town than that. So I sought out Boring's unofficial mayor, Steve Bates.
It's nice and quiet and peaceful. But by the same token, we do have a number of things going on that keep things from being boring or dull.
Such as?
Well, every once in a while we have an accident out here on the highway.
But if waiting for someone to prang their bumper is not your idea of a good time, you could sample a boring beer in the boring pub, hunt for a bargain in the boring antique shop, or get your picture taken next to the new Boring Road sign, celebrating the town's partnership with Dull.
It helps bring our community together. It gives us something to hang our hat on, if you will. And we actually hope to make this sign a tourist spot.
This potential for a tourism boost has attracted official support for Boring and Dull's pairing in the town, from the local county, and from the Oregon State Legislature.
Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2352. Representative Kenemer.
And I urge you to vote aye and make August 9th a boring and dull day throughout Oregon. Thank you very much.
Oregon's lawmakers did indeed vote aye, and August the 9th is officially Boring and Dull Day across the entire state of Oregon. The law was drawn up by boring politician Bill Kenemer, who says the town's profile has never been higher.
People are starting to hear about boring, and they come and stop.
Are you saying that Dull's put boring on the map?
You know, that's a cool thing. Dull has helped put boring on our map, and I suspect maybe in certain ways we've helped put Dull on some other maps too.
Dull celebrates its boring connection in October, but August the 9th is the big day in Boring, where they're preparing for the second annual ice cream social in the park, as Steve Bates explains.
We'll start off with bagpipes, and then we'll also do some traditional American folk singing, and then we'll have a band to finish out the evening.
But nothing too exciting, right?
No. Last year we did have lightning and thunder that sort of cut the party a little bit short, but hopefully this year we'll be able to have the event last the full 5 hours that we have planned.
You could say that Boring's partnership with Dull has made this town a little more interesting. So much so, they're now considering a new relationship with the Australian community of Bland.